relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Not in this context. So I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition?
I know somebody who does know how to define that uber-complicated word woman. She is a champion. We are delighted. We are honored to have her with us today. America First, one-on-one, none other than Kelly J. Keene. Welcome to One-on-One, Kelly J.
Thank you so much for having me.
You became known to me because of an interview you gave under a pseudonym or a nom de guerre, shall we say, of Posey Parker on my buddy's podcast, Trigonometry. That's Constantine Kiss and Francis Foster out of the UK. Two left of center stand-up comedians who've had it with political correctness. You were on their show some time ago, and man, oh man, was it impressive. And then you have the audacity to come to the United States whilst COVID is everywhere and watch that fake woman, Thomas, destroy the dreams of swimmers, of female swimmers. And there's a viral video we will just share later of you saying, yeah, that's not a girl. And somebody challenges you in the bleachers and says, well, are you a doctor? Are you a scientist? And your reply was what, Kelly J?
I said, I'm not a vet, but I know what a dog is.
Yeah, beautifully put. That's why you are a trooper. She has a T-shirt, a sweater on, which is her definition. It is the definition of woman. Would you share it with our millions of listeners and viewers, Kelly J? What is a woman?
Well, it's an adult human female.
Wow, I think you should be the next Associate Justice on the Supreme Court of the United States, more qualified than Ketanji Brown. Let's get serious. Kelly J. Keene, who are you? How did you get to where you are as a champion for the truth when it comes to just biology and gender? Tell us a little bit about your story.
So I am a married woman with four children, and I was a happy stay-at-home mother, and then I joined this discussion forum and started asking questions about this particular issue in 2015, and I was soon kicked out. And that made me think that there was something really wrong, that we couldn't talk about women and we couldn't gatekeep really what it was to be a woman, and we had to give up all of our language and all of our spaces for men. And so I just wasn't having any of it. And the more I looked into it, the more horrifying it is when it comes to sort of the mutilation of children's bodies, the absolute erosion of all women's spaces and rights, including really vulnerable women and refuges. And then in 2018, I was interviewed under caution by the police for six tweets. And then I sort of became a little known.
Let me break that down for people here in the US, what that means under caution. That's the equivalent of being Mirandized. So, you know, you are being officially interviewed by the police with the potential of being charged. And that happened in the UK to you because you'd done what, Kelly J?
Six tweets, including saying that I thought it was wrong to take a child of 16 to Thailand to be castrated. That was one of the specific tweets the police didn't like very much, because apparently it's perfectly fine and adequate to take your 16-year-old son for his 16th birthday to remove his testicles.
Because allegedly that makes him a girl, right?
Yeah. You know, I have a 16-year-old. When he was 16, he got a PlayStation. You know, horses for courses.
What was the crime? Why were you cautioned? Why were you interrogated under a Miranda equivalent because of that tweet? Did they tell you what the charge was or the potential crime?
Yeah, well, there were six tweets. Some were sort of describing men as men. That was also wrong. It would be malicious communications, public order. It would be a nuisance element of the public order. Conspiracy, because other people also thought what I was saying was right. But there were a number of charges, and obviously hate speech, because that is the new way for police to really rack up some convictions.
Yeah, for those of you who are listening and aren't watching us on our Rumble video channel, she has a rather natty studio, and it is full of meme-worthy placards. One of them says, "Being a woman is not a hate crime." And God bless you for standing up. Tell us what happened as a result of that caution. Did you get in trouble with the law? Walk us through your own personal story.
Well, I didn't. I wouldn't have accepted a caution. I was quite willing to go to court and say words now, according to the courts, who've been totally captured over here, that you're not allowed to say. And they tried to pin it on me. It didn't really happen. The Crown Prosecution Service, who would be the service who would decide whether or not to charge me, said, "Don't charge her." It was all at the behest of a woman called Susie Green, who is the CEO of a charity, or rather lobby group, that encourages or supposedly supports trans children, so-called.
Okay, and then you decided to turn this into your mission. Will you tell us what the situation, because here, this is like the topic of the day. We played the video 2 days ago, the inside leaked video, thanks to Chris Rufo, of the CEO of Disney, saying that she has pansexual children and we need more transgender leads. And then we have the quote-unquote, from inside the Disney meeting, of our secret gay and transgender agenda. What is the situation in the UK? Was your case an outlier? How bad is it across the pond? Give us a little snapshot.
Okay, so my case was probably one of the first cases, but there have been women arrested in their own homes, leaving their children that they are actually nurturing in home, and then put in a cell for 11 hours. And then interviewed, charged, taken to court. So there have been numerous cases.
Over what? Over something they said or something they tweeted?
No, something they tweeted. Usually it's tweets, because trans activists will all get together to mass report tweets. Another woman who, in a mobility scooter, was arrested for putting a couple of stickers up. Her house was searched by the police. They got a warrant to search her house. And they removed a published book, like an academic book, criticizing gender from a feminist perspective.
Did they burn it outside on a bonfire as they were doing Nazi salutes?
I think they might as well have. It's bonkers. I mean, you know, I have moments where I pause and I think, how did we get here? And how on earth can any of us say that we don't understand how terrible things have happened through history? So many people are willing to just swallow this stuff. It's bizarre.
So what did you decide to do? Tell us about your mission. Tell us about your website. It's adulthumanfemale.us. Check it out, guys. This is a warrior for the truth, adulthumanfemale.us. So how do you spend your days? Tell us about your mission.
Well, in 2018, I sort of got somewhat silenced by left-wing feminists. Who knew? And I decided that I wanted to, what was essential in everything that we were talking about? What was the thing we weren't allowed to talk about, like right in the center of it? And it's the word woman, which sounds so simplistic. But without the word woman to use to describe adult human females, we really can't talk about anything to do with our rights, things that happen to us, our bodies, nothing. It's all completely erased if we lose this word. So I put the dictionary definition of the word woman. I raised money with T-shirts and stickers and put the dictionary definition up to coincide with the Labour Party conference in Liverpool in 2018. And it was removed after about a week for hate speech. So the dictionary definition of the word woman was deemed hate speech by commercial, you know, corporate enterprises, which I found almost more sinister than sort of, you know, local state government going along with it, because they're cowards. But for to talk for money to be something that you can still make whilst cancelling the word woman, I thought was really quite sinister.
And where are you coming from? You said you did this for the Labour, the left-wing party convention. Where are you coming from politically? Are you previously of the left, the right, the centre?
I was previously of the left. I had no idea what actually was, you know, I don't know whether I was just completely naive or not maybe involved enough to see the absolute misogyny of the left.
Yeah.
Just incredible. You know, I'd rather tell a man tell me that I can't fix an engine and tell me I don't know what a woman is.
Yeah, or that you're not a woman, or if you're a man, that you are a woman. We're talking to Kelly J. Keene. It is adulthumanfemale.us. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One. If you enjoy listening to our shows, watching our shows, as much as we love making them, be sure to subscribe. The price is right. It's free. Go to your favorite platform. Go to Spotify. Punch in my name, Sebastian Gorka. Subscribe. It's America First is the show, One-on-One. Write us a review. Share the links, and you'll never, ever miss a moment. If you haven't done so, if you want to join us for the trip of a lifetime, it is our Stand With Israel tour 10 days later this year in the Holy Land with my Salem colleague Dinesh D'Souza and his lovely wife Debbie. Join us for a trip where we will walk the earth where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. Even if you've been to Israel before, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. We're going to be there. The places you've read about in the Bible, on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, Jerusalem, the Temple Wall, the Garden of Gethsemane. You know you want to join us. Reserve your seats today. Go to standwithisraeltour.com or call 855-565-5519. That's 855-565-5519 or standwithisraeltour.com. Mike Lindell has a true passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives. Therefore, he created the Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel incredible, which translates to an even better night's sleep for you. Mike's latest amazing deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you will receive 60% off the Giza Dream sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll receive a full set for as low as $39.99. And for a limited time, with any purchase, you'll receive Mike's soft cover book free when you use promo code GORKA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code GORKA. Along with this offer, you'll also get deep, deep discounts on all his MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-829-8468, promo code GORKA. Just go to MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. Kelly J, you said that you did your first quasi-political resistance activity with your statement of what a woman is. I feel so weird saying that that's a political statement. At the Labour Party conference, the left-wing party conference. But we played a video cut 4 days ago on my show of the Conservative Chancellor of the Exchequer on a radio show saying, I can't define what a woman is. He just literally, he was asked 4 times by the host, what is a woman? And he couldn't reply. This insanity, like a real virus, has infected all political parties, has it not?
Yeah, absolutely has. You know, I do have a particular loathing for the left, but I think that possibly is because much of my adult life I was on the left, so I feel most betrayed. But it's a conservative government that's pushing this stuff. I mean, they're no longer conservative at all, but it's a conservative government that have allowed Stonewall, which is a lobby group for LGB, although really just T rights.
I remember Stonewall from when I lived in the UK, way back when it was just pro-gay rights. Is that now the vanguard of the transgender lunacy? Is that what Stonewall has become?
Yeah, absolutely, because they ran out of things to campaign for once we had gay marriage. And so they thought, where is their next like dollop of cash? And it's so-called trans rights. I mean, trans rights in itself is such a silly phrase for what it is. It's basically men demanding to go into women's spaces. That seems to be the beginning and all of so-called trans rights. You know, a man that identifies as a woman or a woman who identifies as a man, they have equal rights in the United Kingdom as equal citizens, the same as I do or my husband. So to say that there's any such thing as trans rights, which isn't to enforce and compel people to both believe and speak utter nonsense, then, you know, I don't know what else it could be.
So let's drill down on this point, because this is the real issue. And if you're in a place in the UK, in the US, where men who say they are women are being allowed to be imprisoned after conviction in a women's prison and then continue as rapists to rape women, these are real cases, or for men who have failed in a sport that they thought they could succeed in, decide, well, I'm a woman now, and then walk around as Thomas. What's his name? Will is his real name, Will Thomas. Walk around naked with their genitalia out in the girls' changing room. The girls, not women, the girls' changing room. My question is, this is an assault on women. Where are the real feminists? I don't want to talk about the different generations, generation one, two, three. I don't care about that stupid taxonomy. But there are women who've built careers, very successful millionaires, because they said, we are feminists. Where have they gone, Kelly J?
Well, I think a lot of them petered out in the sort of 90s, to be honest. I think feminism stopped being so fashionable. But without going into too much of that waves, I don't call myself a feminist anymore. I think it's far too restrictive for anything that I would want to achieve, which is something for open to all women. I think it's really important that all women access the potential to just have their own rights. It's a phenomena, but I think they should have it. But there are feminists talking out, to be honest. There's many women talking out. And you know what? We get cancelled.
Yeah.
I've been banned from Twitter, Mumsnet, change.org. I'm not allowed to sign a petition. I cannot have any money on Patreon.
Hang on. You're not allowed to sign an electronic petition?
No, I'm completely banned.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I'm not the only one. I was probably one of the first to be so massively cancelled. I've got companies over here in the UK that were happily making merchandise for me that just stopped one day. I said that my values didn't go alongside theirs. They were basically making enamel pins that said the dictionary definition of the word woman.
Incredible.
That's not alongside some people's values.
Tell us where J.K. Rowling fits into all of this. I think clearly a woman of the left, a woman who is sensitive to the empathy arguments of the left, but now is also in the crosshairs of the cancel culture fascists. Are these the kinds of people who've woken up who could be of assistance, or is this a passing phase in your opinion?
No, I think that what happens is you say something reasonable, or these people say something relatively reasonable, and they get absolutely annihilated and cancelled, and people lie about them. And, you know, we've got schools in the UK that used to have houses named after J.K. Rowling, who've changed their names on the basis of something she hasn't even said. Like, she doesn't go half as far as I do. In that essay, she was very empathetic and really recognize the validity of trans identities. And she was still cancelled as somebody who was terrifying, bigoted, and a transphobe. So I think once you do that to someone, you can only do it so many times. And then they're like, right, well, I might as well get hung for a sheep as a lamb. And so I think she's going to come out really strongly fighting and having none of it.
And do you see this as an assault on, because I was having this discussion with a great podcaster, Andrew Clavin, that this is primarily an assault on women, or is it an assault on both sexes? Because I was driving to the studio today and something just came to me, and it seems obvious, but they've made gender meaningless, which is the objective. That was the objective, was it not? It's on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, I try and stick to the word sex. I know in America it's a little bit different, but I try to stick to the word sex because that actually does have physical material meaning that doesn't rely on ethereal concepts of social construct. And so I try not to use the word gender. But yes, I mean, look, these are the final frontiers of civilization, aren't they? The divisions in sex. And so I do feel there's nasty threads to this whole thing. One is absolute misogyny, a real hatred of women.
Yeah.
The way these men parody us can only come from a place of real menace. And so, I'm not saying all of those men, there are some men that are completely disturbed and have gender dysphoria and really are trying to just get through their day, right? I'm not saying that there aren't some of those people. I'm saying predominantly those that are trying to take our rights really do hate women quite a lot.
Yeah, no, this is the new face of misogyny, truly. We're talking to Kelly J. Keene. You've got to follow her on YouTube. She's standing up for the truth that really all of us should stand up to. If you are a fan of this show, check out our store as well. It's the America First merchandise store, SebGorkaStore.com. The most popular now is our Zelensky t-shirt. Go to SebGorkaStore.com. His message to Biden, I don't need a ride, I need ammunition. That's SebGorkaStore.com, SebGorkaStore.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Let's drive down on perhaps the thing that is most difficult to discuss, Kelly J, and that's what they're doing to children. There's this famous case of this woman who took her son to Asia to be castrated because she was imposing her insane transgender doctrine on her child. I had a guest on the show 2 days ago who said this is a contagion. And there's a reason that it occurs in groups very often amongst teenage girls. This is a peer pressure group dynamic. It's not volition of the individual. And it really has to do with psychological issues mostly. And if you look at the attempted suicide rates afterwards, it's clear. Multiples, factors more than the average population. Could you talk to us about the minor aspect and the what this is doing to young girls in both of our countries?
Well, look, they're reaching puberty. I mean, I don't think too many girls, I've never been a boy, so I can't comment, but not too many girls really enjoy such massive biological changes through adolescence. And at the same time as your body changes, your brain becomes much more willing to fit in with your peers and much more likely to be really, really embarrassed by everything. And that's a global developmental observation. So it really is a biological aspect of development. So what happens to these girls is one will become non-binary, and then by the end of the school year, there'll be 6 or 7 in a friendship group. It's often girls, It used to be just girls who are socially misfits, maybe on the autism spectrum, but you also have other girls that do it as a sort of attention seek. I mean, I'm of the age where anorexia nervosa and bulimia were the sort of social contagions of my day. And in fact, that still kills more teenage girls than anything else. It's still a really terrible illness. But, you know, cutting didn't happen when I was at school. Wasn't something that my generation did. And that was something that a generation maybe 10 years ago was doing, maybe 15. So you'd get groups of children, as soon as somebody was cutting, somebody else was. We know that suicide ideation happens. So why we would think that transgenderism was somehow nothing to do with contagion, I have no idea. But what's really dangerous is we're lucky. I mean, you might not say so. I don't know what your view is on the NHS. But over here, we have the NHS, which means it is restricted in how much money it can spend. And I think we have been saved in that regard.
You mean that because it's a nationalized health service, there are limits to these elective surgeries?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, they don't have so much money to pursue things like puberty blockers, which are quite expensive, I understand. We don't do surgeries on teenage girls. In the US, There are numerous girls every single day all over your country having their healthy breasts removed because they think they're boys. And sometimes they're as young as 12 and 13 years old. I mean, if that isn't a national scandal and something that everybody should really fight to death for, I don't know what is.
I don't know if you looked at this aspect of it, because the thing that always stops me or gets stuck in my gullet is you can't remove a girl's breasts or a boy's testicles unless you're a doctor. How the hell do we have doctors who are okay with mutilating children for good, making it impossible for them to have children? How is it possible that the Hippocratic Oath, first do no harm, is being abused with every single doctor who gives in to this ideology?
Well, a couple of things. A, I think it's demonic.
Yes.
B, I think money is a huge contributor and a godlike complex that some doctors have. There is a woman whose name I forget, but she's all over TikTok and she uses euphemistic terms for double mastectomies to encourage girls and say how cool it is. And she really does do these quite, I mean, she looks like a sociopath, I'm not going to lie, but she does these videos trying to encourage it. I think also there is this thing, this narrative, which is not actually true, that these children do genuinely commit suicide if they are not allowed to transition and they are not affirmed. Now, there is little evidence in the UK. I can't say for sure that that's the same in the US, but I'd be surprised if it was different. So, for example, during the Tavistock, when the Tavistock, which is our gender identity service, which would deal with children who say they're trans.
So this when you say service, this is like the medical clinic that is the center for all this stuff.
Yes, with the NHS. They had maybe one or two cases of suicide in 10 years of children when they were having to wait over 2 years, or give or take. I don't want to misrepresent the statistics, but only about two children in 10 years who actually took their own lives. But this narrative of suicide is part of a trans identity is also pushed in Tumblr, Discord, and all the spaces
right.
that I would advise parents to keep your kids out of.
This is how they make it a third rail that you can't touch, because, oh, if you don't let them transition, they'll commit suicide, which what we know is the people who have transitioned, more than 40% of them here in the United States, attempt suicide after they've transitioned. Yeah. That's the real threat. We're talking to Kelly J. Keene. Follow her on YouTube. Dear friends, it is unbelievable. According to Reuters, the phone company T-Mobile is firing anyone who is not fully vaccinated starting April 2nd. That's why I am proud to partner with Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. They have donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to causes you believe in, such as the American Constitution and religious freedom. They have the same cell phone towers as the big guys. They have plans to fit every budget. And guess what? They love America like you do. Switch today. You can keep your old number. Go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA or call 972-PATRIOT and use offer code GORKA for free activation. Do it today. Don't fund those who hate your values. That's 972-728-7468. Offer code GORKA or patriotmobile.com/GORKA. So I want to help people who are listening to this show across the nation who maybe didn't know that this was happening but have woken up because COVID sent their kids home. They saw the video lessons from the teachers who are trying to indoctrinate them. Will you share with us in your crusade for the last few years, Kelly J., what has worked? I mean, look, you've got to stand up for the truth. You've got to wear that T-shirt. You've got to give out the stickers. But what has worked in terms of being a catalyst for others to get involved in this fight?
Well, the things that I do is I refuse to use any language that I don't believe to be true. So that's one of the things. I think people just need to know. And unfortunately, your media is so much worse than ours because few large outlets would actually talk about it. So the left, who clearly are in power, although for how long, who knows, or the supposed left, they're fully sunk. The corporate entities are fully sunk. I mean,
meaning they're completely bought in.
Yeah, totally. It's so bizarre to see, you know, BMW or putting sort of pride flags and or trans flags, but predominantly pride flags all over their social media during sort of Pride Month. But, you know, it's conveniently not in Saudi Arabia. They just keep their regular old, you know, that nobody's doing any hard work to fight for these rights. So in my view, in this country, it's about getting the message out. It's about having small meetings, large meetings. I've got local networks of women that will meet just so they can speak words they know to be true aloud. I also do public events at Speaker's Corner. In fact, we did one outside the White House when I was there last week. So this is just about women gathering and just saying the words out loud and encouraging others. What happened when I went to the Leah Thomas scandalous swim meet is there were people that were, I knew were walking in that stadium that day who didn't know that it was okay to say what they saw was a man. And by doing the little bit of activism that I did, it let people know that you can say these words. They are not unsayable. You have to keep saying them. If you are able to say these words without losing your job, you have to say them. And eventually, it might even take losing your job. But I'm really heartened by Loudoun County parents.
Yes.
And school boards. I think they've been incredible. I think that is definitely the way to go. And now there's some satirists going into sort of county meetings. There was a man dressed saying he was a woman, clearly a bloke, having a laugh, saying that he wanted to swim with the girls. So I think those sorts of things, little viral things where people start laughing at the absurdity of it, is good.
Tell us about how it's working over there. Are you getting some kind of critical mass? What kind of feedback has your crusade resulted in the UK? Are people picking up the baton?
Yeah, they are. Look, the Times newspaper, the Daily Mail, they have always sort of really critiqued this. They have always stuck up for women's rights. But we've got a press regulator that will not let people use accurate language. We've got a BBC and ITV who won't really touch it. But then we've got new news channels like GB News and Talk Radio, which is becoming Talk TV. I go on those both of those frequently, speaking really plainly. And it's so weird because the word woman has now become almost unsayable for some people. Even women on my side will say female person instead of woman. And I'm just thinking, absolutely not. I love being a woman. There is no way I'm giving up that word.
Do you have any sense that among people who aren't living in, you know, London, in the big cities, do they kind of keep their head down and just avoid this? Or if you know, you were down the pub with them and somebody said birthing person as opposed to mother, they just, you know, spit out their beer. I mean, is the general pop, because I grew up in the UK and I see a lot of commonality between the UK and the US when it comes to, you know, just common sense. People live in the real world. Have we lost that because of the media, or are the majority of people still outside of the big cities? Do they know what a woman is, Kelly J?
Well, look, I think they do. And I think they do in the big cities also. I think the danger is it's even in, so I live in a small town in Wiltshire, and it's even in local schools where, you know, my daughter doesn't go to the local schools anymore, but one of her old friends is the only non-trans person in the entire group. She's the only girl that refuses to say that she's any part of LGBT. So I think that's the danger, that we've got woke teachers and we've got numerous cowards in government. But I think, you know, if somebody's coming to scaffold my house or to build a wall, they definitely know exactly what a woman is.
In the US, we've had some horrific stories of late of local authorities secretly, for example, helping a 13-year-old to transition and giving out local policy guidance that the parents of the minor child must not be told that they are helping this person, quote unquote, transition. Is it that bad in the UK, Kelly J?
I think there probably are some loose cases. I had a woman write to me a couple of years ago where she was losing custody of her children to her ex, who claimed also to be a woman but was clearly a man. And he made the children call him mummy. And he said that she was transphobic and poisoning the kids, and she was losing custody to him. So I think there are cases like that. But we parents really have to grab ourselves by the shoulders and pull ourselves up, because it's absolutely ridiculous. There's too much outsourcing parenting to other people. And I mean that from, you know, if your child is just being an adolescent, being an annoying teenager, you know, they don't need therapy. They yeah. just need boundaries, and they need parental boundaries.
And they need parents who aren't prepared to genuflect at the knee of an extreme ideology that has one purpose: to sow confusion and to deny the existence of objective truth. I've realized yeah. this as an immigrant to America. It's one of the saddest things I've witnessed in the last 2 years under COVID, is the virtue we lack the most is courage. Courage from every American and every Brit to stand up to the truth. Her website is adulthumanfemale.us. Please support her right now. She's Kelly J. Keene. Subscribe to her YouTube account, adulthumanfemale.us. We'll be talking to one last question to her in a moment. But first, this is America First, one-on-one. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios, just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank cesspit that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor. If you're in daily pain and you've tried everything else and failed to find relief, then you've got to try this 100% drug-free product that's liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, me included, but not just me, people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Just those words, my hip pain is gone, should be reason enough for you to order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of the 3rd week, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You know it makes sense. You've waited long enough. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. Do it today. Call 800-500-8384 or go to ReliefFactor.com. That number again, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. So why is this wonderful lady on my show today? Because I saw a viral video going the rounds just over a week ago on that cesspit that is Twitter, from a race where that fake girl, Thomas, was racing. Let's play the video, because I recognize the voice of the lady concerned.
I'm a woman. That is not a woman.
Can I ask you a question?
That is not a woman.
Can I ask you a question?
Do you have ovaries?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go on and ask me a question.
Are you a miles?
Don't be ridiculous. I'm not a vet, but I know what a dog is.
That wasn't even rehearsed. The guy says, no. Stop calling that a man. You're not a biologist. And she, as she's filming it, she says, well, I'm not a veterinarian, but I know what a dog is. Oh, that's a bit of British gumption right there. And I'm so bloody annoyed that during this interview, she said she was in D.C. And I didn't know. And we didn't get her in studio. First things first, you promise. Next time you're in the swamp, you're going to come in studio, right, Kelly J?
100%, of course.
All right, we love it. And then we'll swap swag. I'll give you my swag and I'll wear your swag that says right. Woman, adult, human, female. Last 90 seconds with you. God bless you for what you're doing. What is your message to all those who may be listening across the nation who are just starting to open one eye, rub the rheum out of their eye, and waking up to the insanity? What job do they have?
In my view, it takes more courage to stay silent, because what is coming is just absolutely devastating. And so whatever fear you feel in speaking up is absolutely nothing in comparison to this cult taking a grip of your child or people that you love and care about. And the total annihilation, which Biden did in in his first, 30 days, he signed the Equality Act, which obliterated all women's rights. So yes, do not fear speaking up, fear staying silent, because that is a much more devastating outcome.
As a great British philosopher once said, all that needs to happen for evil to triumph is for good men and women to do nothing. This is a woman who's decided that she won't be one of them. Now it's up to you, it's up to me, it's up to all of us, and God bless everyone in Virginia, Fairfax County, Loudoun County, the parents. This is a parents' revolt who are standing up to the abuse, the lies, the bigotry. We need to take back our nations one school board at a time. It's Friday, so let's end as we always do with the sterling words of my former boss, President Donald J. Trump.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
But she's had the flu for 14 days. Should she get a flu shot?
Well, no. If she got the flu for 14 days, she's as protected as anybody can be, because the best vaccination is to get infected yourself.
And so she should not get it?
If she really has the flu, she definitely doesn't need a flu vaccine. If she really has the flu,
she should not get it again.
No, she doesn't need it, because it's the most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself.
Sorry? Who said that? Was that Anthony Fauci? Welcome, dear friends. It's America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Is everything working today, John? Are we going to have to get out the tin cans and the string? Working?
Oh, it is fantastic.
Okay, good. In that case, we need that on the, what is this thing called? The Instant Replay 2 networked digital audio thingamajig on my desk that we use for all kinds of things like...
He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Or...
Get to the chopper!
Or...
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Isn't that fun? I don't use it half often enough as I should. And I think we're going to make room for Fauci saying this. Let's just cut it down to the essence of that video that Mr. G found yesterday, where Fauci on C-SPAN says the following, and I quote verbatim, "The best vaccination is to get infected." Mr. G, are you setting me up? Is that like a deep fake? Did you spend like a month making that?
No, and it's not only that it wasn't like a throwaway line, how confident he was.
And
no,
he repeated it.
No, if you've had the flu, why would you get vaccinated?
How stupid are you? Why would you get vaccinated? And you thought after that, you were very, very keen. You like Fauci after you saw that, right?
No, I mean, look at
you
that.
You were pretty pissed yesterday.
Yeah, I was. I mean, the blatant lies out of him for the last 2 years over and over again.
All right. Guys, we're here for the truth. We give it to you every single day. Our mission is to fight the people like Fauci who think, oh, I can lie to you every single day. We are here to give you the truth because that's the most important thing, and it will set you free. We live in a time where, well, we live in a time where there are people like this working for your government. This is a man who thinks He's a Woman, Cut 7.
Well, those anti-trans, those transphobic actions that states have taken are quite politically motivated. And I've said before, they are egregious. We need to support and empower trans youth. So my word to them is that we have a president who sees us and supports us as we are. And it is just so important for people to be authentic and to live free in the United States, to live in our nation as who they are and, of course, who they love. And we're going to continue to do everything we can to support them.
I wish you'd warn me on cuts like that. I feel like I need a bucket to vomit in now, Jeff.
That's one of my favorite ones I've done in a while.
That costume?
Yes. Why does the health secretary have a costume like that? But, is it part of Space Force?
But it, I mean, I know it's April 1st, but it looks like Halloween.
That's what I put on the sheet.
That's a guy in a skirt wearing a uniform. I mean, it's truly... I'm just kind of speechless. Look at... I mean, it's a bad joke. Earrings. I mean, he's ugly as a man. I mean, really? With that... How big is that double chin? And now you think... You can say... What did he say? So people can be who they are. But that's not who you are! And you said, so they can be authentic. You've got a penis! And even if you lopped it off, which I really couldn't care a fig about, guess what? You're still XY chromosomes until they put you in the ground, Levine. You're a man wearing a skirt and it's not even a kilt. You embarrassment. Be who they want to be and love who they want. What's that got to do with anything? Nothing. Because you're not who you are. You're inauthentic. You're just perverting reality. There's nothing authentic about a man putting on a dress. Unless it's a cabaret in Berlin in the 1930s, and that's a different story. Just out of control. Utterly, utterly out of control. But it's not just the odd person in a uniform doing dress-up. It's the senile old git in the Oval. This is the video statement he made for what was it yesterday? Trans wearing a skirt affirmation, purple hair day, whatever it is. We need Chris Coles back here. We need some help. This is Sleepy Creepy Beijing Slow Biden Cut 10.
To parents of transgender children, affirming your child's identity is one of the most powerful things you can do to keep them safe and healthy. To any transgender American who's struggling, please know that you're not alone. To parents and children alike, please ask for help. And know this, you're so brave, you belong, and we have your back.
Right, now I'm angry. Now I'm really angry. From your position as the chief executive, you're telling parents that the best thing they can do is to promote a lie because that lie will make their children safe and healthy. It's the opposite. Number one, the transgender phenomena is a psychosis. It is a group phenomena. Just like our guest is going to tell you in the third hour, Kelly J. Keene. It's the same as bulimia, as anorexia, as self-harm, as cutting. It is a fad. It is a psychological group phenomena. And those who fall prey to it end up almost half the time, more than 40% of them will attempt suicide. It's the opposite of safe. You are endangering those children who have no idea about sex or gender, but are being told, oh, do you feel sad at night? Do you feel like you're the odd one out? Hey, we can make you happy. You're not a girl. you're a boy. That'll solve all your problems. And then we can give you little pills to change your body chemistry. And those breasts that you have that make you so unhappy, we can have a doctor remove them. Safe, safe and healthy. You will destroy that child. You will make them incapable of having children. And you will put them in a psychotic condition whereby they will never be happy. Look at history. Look at human society. 1% of humans are homosexual. 1%. And now you're trying to convince us that 20, 30, 40% of an age cohort in school suddenly thinks they're in the wrong body? That's a mental condition. In the wrong body? There's no such thing unless you have been indoctrinated or you have a psychosis. And you are destroying children. And it is the devil's work. It is truly diabolical. As God told us in the personage of his son, better that a millstone be tied around your neck and you be cast into the sea than you harm one of these little ones. And that's what you're doing. And it is evil. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to Spotify, look for my name. Never miss a moment. We have a very special Friday for you. Stay on this channel.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.